Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, September 19th. You'll be interested to know, 13 years ago, today in 2011, Mariano Rivera registered his record-setting 602nd career safe. When he retired in 2013, Rivera had an unprecedented 652 saves and was considered the sport's greatest relief pitcher. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for some cloudy skies today, with a chance of rain showers and patchy fog, high near 67, and a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect more rain likely with a low of 62 and winds picking up to around 12 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 12:15 with a low tide at 7:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect cloudy skies with rain showers likely on Friday and a high near 69 degrees. A slight chance of showers continues into Friday night with lows around 59. Saturday will remain mostly cloudy with a high near 67. Sunday brings partly sunny skies with a high near 65, and temperatures will drop to around 54 at night. Monday stays mostly sunny with a high near 66 and lows around 52. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a bakery known for its unique creations, including its viral Q croissants, is set to open a new location in the Seaport District of Boston. Lake and Paris Patisserie will unveil its first Boston location on Monday, September 23rd. Founder and head chef Vichaya Jenny Kiankyu expressed excitement, saying, "We are incredibly excited to bring Lake and Paris Patisserie to the Seaport District." Established in 2020, this bakery combines traditional French pastry techniques with innovative flavors. Exclusive items at the new location will include a sea salt caramel croissant and a matcha tea latte. The bakery's address is 113 Autumn Lane in Boston. Now on to sports. Tonight on Thursday Night Football, the Patriots head to MetLife Stadium to take on the New York Jets in a pivotal Week 3 AFC East clash. With both teams sitting at 1-1, the Patriots will lean on Jacoby Brissett, who has 279 yards and one touchdown so far. New York, led by Aaron Rodgers, will look to continue their strong start after his 462-yard, four-touchdown performance. The Jets are favored with a 67% win probability. The Patriots' defense will need to contain Breece Hall, who has 201 rushing yards this season, as they aim to pull off the upset. Kickoff is set for 8:15 Eastern. In local sports, last night, the Red Sox edged out the Rays 2-1 in a tight game at Tropicana Field. Trevor Story homered in the sixth inning to tie the game and later scored the winning run on Jaron Duran's single in the eighth. Boston's pitching staff was stellar, with Tanner Houck, Garrett Whitlock, Chris Martin, and Kenley Jansen combining to allow just one run on eight hits. Jansen locked down his 27th save of the season, securing the win. Tonight, the Sox will look to clinch the series against the Rays. Brian Baio takes the mound for Boston, while Tampa Bay counters with Zach Liddell. With the series tied at 1-1, both teams are fighting for postseason positioning as the season winds down. First pitch is at 6:50. In top news, the Federal Reserve has made its first interest rate cut in 4 years, signaling a shift in its long-standing policy of rate hikes. Chief economist Joe Brusilis stated, "This will improve the material well-being of all Americans." The Fed lowered rates by a half percentage point, which will impact hiring, inflation, the housing market, stocks, and borrowing costs. Michael Matowitz, principal economist at the Roosevelt Institute, emphasized that this rate cut is great news for the middle class, indicating a recovery towards sustainable economic growth and increased job creation opportunities. In business news, in a significant move, Michael Saylor, executive chairman of MicroStrategy, announced on Wednesday that the company has increased its convertible senior notes offering from $700 million to $875 million. This funding will enable MicroStrategy to acquire even more Bitcoin. However, the announcement had an immediate impact on the market, with the stock price of MicroStrategy dipping over 1% in response. As the company continues its aggressive strategy in the cryptocurrency space, investors are closely monitoring these developments. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $62,000. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $139. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. TCL is facing serious allegations this month after tests on three of its televisions, marketed as quantum TVs, reportedly showed no evidence of actual quantum dots. Quantum dots are tiny semiconductor particles that emit various colors of light when exposed to specific frequencies. They enhance the color range on premium televisions and monitors. If TCL is found to be misrepresenting standard televisions as quantum dot models, it could lead to significant scandals, erode consumer trust, and prompt legal consequences. However, conflicting test results and skepticism about TCL's ability to execute such a scam raise questions about the validity of these accusations. And in entertainment news, hints about a sequel to Constantine have been circulating for years, although it was not a top priority due to Keanu Reeves' commitments to other projects. The film, released in 2005, became a cult favorite, sparking genuine interest in a follow-up. Director Francis Lawrence showed interest in 2011, while Peter Stormare seemingly confirmed it in 2020. By 2021, Reeves indicated he had tried to progress the project. Finally, in 2022, Warner Brothers confirmed the sequel is underway, with Reeves and Lawrence returning. More details are eagerly anticipated. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American novelist and journalist, Ernest Hemingway. And he said, "What man is not made for defeat. A man can be destroyed, but not defeated." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos. with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.